What does it mean to be schizophrenic?
So what do we mean? The phrase is so often used, but what does it actually mean?
It really is. I'm going to start by saying what it isn't, because very often what people think it is exactly what it is not. So it is nothing to do with a split personality or having opposing views about things. I think that is a terrible misunderstanding of what it is. And what it is, schizophrenia, is basically hearing voices and or having bizarre beliefs. And beyond that, it's hearing certain types of voices and having certain types of experiences or beliefs. So classically, people with schizophrenia will hear one or more voices which gives a running commentary on their actions or may tell them to do certain things or may even repeat or sometimes anticipate their thoughts. Any of those things you can imagine would be quite kind of scary experiences. Over and above that, a lot of people with schizophrenia will have persecutory delusions, so-called paranoia, but those are diagnostically non-specific. You get them in basically any psychotic condition, including dementia or delirium. But the key beliefs that people with schizophrenia tend to have are, and they overlap with experiences, and it's sometimes very difficult for them to describe exactly what it is that they're experiencing or believing. But they have the experience that thoughts are sucked out of their head, so-called thought withdrawal, or thoughts are put into their head, thought insertion.
Yeah, I talked to a lady once who told me she was very worried that her television was tuning into her thoughts.
Exactly. So they then tend to, well, they have these basic experiences and then they elaborate them with beliefs to try and explain them. That's a natural thing of what the human brain stroke mind does, isn't it? So we are, to a large extent, at least kind of explaining machines. And when one has these experiences, very commonly people will attribute them to the IRA, MI5, not Brexit so far, I'm glad to say, but it is conceivable that Brexit will get incorporated into people's delusions.
So they basically have an experience that they find frightening or out of the ordinary, and then they develop a story to rationalise it for them.
Exactly,
so it seems
that
reasonable for them why
exactly
this is
that
happening.
So they may be poisoned by family, friends, neighbours, or they may be bugged by
But all these things you're saying, they're people's thoughts being tuned into by television, the IRA, that kind of thing, they're all contemporaneous, aren't they? So
they
presumably,
be...
is schizophrenia only a 20th century phenomenon? Presumably not. There must have been people back in history who had it. So
well,
would they have
question.
Invented new stories that were contemporaneous to their timeline?
Well, we don't know, I'm afraid. There are no really good accounts of schizophrenia per se from any later than about 1700 or so. The ancient Greeks and Romans, for example, they did recognise a number of different severe mental illnesses which resemble severe depression or delirium, but they don't clearly resemble schizophrenia. So it's an interesting but open question. It's basically unknowable. We can't know for sure whether schizophrenia is a relatively new condition or is a condition with a relatively different manifestation.
Can I just chuck in a quick one, though?
Yeah.
Because the other thing that's risen to prominence a lot in recent years is use of cannabis.
Yes.
And people who use that sometimes develop symptoms a bit like schizophrenia.
They do.
So
do
we now, or are we of the mindset that use of cannabis is a risk factor for getting schizophrenia, or does it produce a similar sort of symptoms that then go away when you stop using it?
Both. So cannabis is a psychotomimetic drug. It produces experiences that resemble psychosis. But if you stop smoking it, even if that occurs, the psychotic experience will dissipate or gradually disappear. If, however, you've got that kind of experience and you carry on smoking it, got a roughly 3 times elevated risk of getting schizophrenia from the background level of about 1% to about 3%.
John?
Yeah, have the instances increased then with social media and targeted ads?
No.
Because that's like people getting into your head.
No, it's intriguing, but schizophrenia seems to have has a lifetime risk of about 1%. And interestingly enough, despite all the talk in the media about epidemics of mental health problems, for example, which are, I think, essentially falsely attributed to social media, there's no good evidence that the rates of anxiety or depression are increasing, let alone that social media are a cause of a non-existent apparent epidemic.
Thank you for that really fabulous overview, Stephen. I really appreciate that.